The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's about that time of week where we get the Friday feeling. It's Dundalk tonight and once again Andy Holding, our Irish Racing expert, is on the line with us. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate, yeah. I'll be with you shortly.
Yes, you're in the studio tonight, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah, all bags are packed, ready to get in the old jam jar.
Good stuff. And an 8-race bonanza from Dundalk tonight as well.
Yeah, it's a cracking card there tonight. Really looking forward to it. Fancy one in every race, really. So
really?
There's no races where I'll be just sort of like marking time and giving them a blob. I've got strong opinions all the way through right to the end, so hopefully it doesn't all crash around us.
Yeah, hopefully not, yeah, because you'll be in the studio to feel the pain otherwise. So.
Yeah, it'll be a studio full of tears.
Good. Well, let's look ahead to it anyway. If your opinion changes, I'm sure people will tune in tonight to find out why. But the 5:35 is the first race this evening. It's a handicap of a 5 furlongs. We've got Majestic Timeline at the top of the market this morning at 15-8. It's 9-4 for Strategic Heights. Almadar is 9-2 and 8-1 are bigger prices for the others. Kick us off with a winner then, Andy. What do you like in the opener?
Well, hopefully I can. I must admit, this is probably the one, having built up the rest of the card, that I'm not so keen on. Quite rightly so as well. These 5 furlong sprint races are never normally my cup of tea. I don't think I've managed to find the winner of one of them throughout the winter series. Every time I go for one, it'll get beat by another horse that's it's previously beaten the time before. So I'm not expecting any great miracles here. But I'll go with Majestic Timeline again. She could have done with a better draw than she's got. Still 7 of 7 out on the wing. But because there's a small field and quite a few of these are hold-up performers, she's got a decent chance of getting to the front without Chrissy Haynes doing too much in the early stages. Certainly that's the belief anyway. She looked like winning last time out, the night when I tipped her, and along came your pal Tal, who stayed very strongly just to pick her pocket in the latter stages. Prior to that, she'd beaten Strategic Heights fair and square, who obviously rear poses. And it's not the first time that Adrian Joyce's 6-year-old mare has got the better of Strategic Heights, who incidentally won this race last year. Strategic Heights really hasn't had the all-weather series that James Fean and Connections would have hoped. But at the same time, he's a fairly consistent type. The ones that are likely to come off the pace are Bubbly Bellini, Armada, and Ability and Delivery. But I've got a funny feeling that Majestic Timeline could be way gone before those horses get hip-top gear. So despite the draw being a little bit of a tricky one on the outside in stall 7, I'll still stick with Majestic Timeline to open off proceedings.
Okay. Majestic Timeline in the opener. Then the second race is the 6:05, which is the Elusive Pimpernel Median Auction Maiden. It's a 7 furlong race. And Hat Al-Nassar is the 6-5 market leader. 9-4 for Marinella. Special Force is 9-2. 6-1 for Unchange. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. The two with solid enough form in the book, Hat Al-Nassar and Marinella, are the two disputing favouritism this morning, Andy. Do you see it between those two?
I do, really, on form anyway, but we'd certainly have to give a special mention to Mickey O'Callaghan's horse, Special Forces. That's a yard I've got a good deal of time for. They've had a very good all-weather winter series at Dundalk, particularly with maidens as well. They've won 3 of them, so do keep your eye on any money in the direction of that horse. But we'll start with the two with form. The first choice would have to be Hat Al-Nassar, also I went for last time out, only to see it get nutted on the post by Song of Love, who runs later on this evening. And that was not a bad return from Mickey Halford's 3-year-old, who'd run and caught the eye, had run well and caught the eye first time up behind Charlie Bear. And we know how good Charlie Bear has turned out to be. Dropping back to 7 furlongs should in theory suit, because it was only in the latter stages when this horse got picked off last time out. Showed bright speed from the start from a wide draw. So should get every chance of sliding along in front here tonight and making his class tell and all-weather experience as well. Up against Marinella, filly by Fast Company, having her second start and her first start on the all-weather for Johnny Murta. I don't know much about the lad who rides him. Obviously, obviously one of Johnny's apprentices that he's looking to crack on and make plenty of use of. He takes a valuable 10 off potentially. She was a good third behind Red Ivy in a back end maiden on soft ground at Navan. What that amounts to, I wouldn't really know. The form hasn't really worked out that well and the speed figure wasn't that great, but she showed enough ability to suggest she can win a race for sure. But I'm going to have to stick with Hal Nasser, if I could say it right. Two good runs here on the all-weather, two good figures, and tonight's trip should enable it to get off the mark at the third time of asking.
Okay, Hatal Nasser to get off the mark in the 6.05. The 6.35 is the third race on the card. It's a 7-furlong handicap and wide open race as well. Have a nice day. Robin's Choice, Mystical Past and Shabra Emperor. 6-1 co-favourites of 4 this morning. 7-1 for Balmont Blast. Plowboy is another one at 7s. And then 15-2 are bigger prices at 4. The others, it's a proper open Dundalk handicap, Andy. So who do you like in the 6.35?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this race. A lot of my old favourites run here, most notably Shabba Emperor, who I tipped last week at a big price, and I thought we were going to land the gamble, but along came Tom Dooley, who was 0-34, and come and chinned us right on the line. It was another good effort from Anthony McCann, six-year-old, and on his day, as I've keep expressing, that horse is fairly useful. He's done some fantastic times here at Dundalk throughout the winter, most notably when he won back in December, and indeed when he finished second last week. He's running a lot quicker than his rating suggests. And if he gets the run of the race, which he should intend some purposes tonight, you know, they're bound to go quick. I could see him finishing strongly down the middle of the track again. He is up against, however, a very consistent 7-furlong horse who ran here on the same card last week. And I've done some sectional times and comparisons with actually three of them. Mystical Pass was the other one and obviously Shabra Emperor the other. And the one that comes out clear top is Have a Nice Day, and he's going to be my selection. What a Herculean run that was by Sabrina Harty's five-year-old here last week in one of the races of the season at Dundalk. Managed to come out second best behind Grain Danube, who was a revelation over 7 furlongs. But quite a lot, if not all, of the best 7-furlong 0-80 horses were running in that race. And they went a hell of a gallop, so much so that it was one of the fastest times I've got throughout the season. And this horse chased a very fast pace from a high draw. Obviously, he had to burn up a bit of petrol to hold its position from that wide draw, but didn't off keep on very willingly and bravely down the lane all the way, and only just got beat half a length. 5 lengths back to the third just shows you what a good run it was by this horse. Much better draw tonight. Shouldn't have to burn up too much petrol this time out. David Simonson takes the ride, takes off 7. It's obviously, lessen that top weight burden. And at 6-1, this horse simply has to be there or thereabouts on the numbers. I'd obviously respect Shabra Emperor, and I'd also respect Mystical Past as well, who's definitely going in the right direction as well. That filly's in great form, and there's not a great deal between all three of them on the numbers from last week. But I'd have to go with Have a Nice Day, because he did the best work in the strongest race, and he's got a much better draw than last week. So, like I say, each way, Have a Nice Day, one of the best bets on the card.
Okay, one of the best bets on the card then. In the 6.35, the 7.05 is the fourth race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile, and Song of Love is the 9-4 market leader, 7-2 for Clutching at Straws. Adventure Man is 4-1. A bit of a nibble on Tomorrow Morning, who's 8s into 7s this morning. 8-1 for Dimar, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. You went for Hat Al Nasser earlier on, Andy, who finished behind Song of Love in a maiden last time, so if that form works out, are you sticking with Song of Love here?
I am, yeah. I really like this gelding. He's very tough. There's nothing complicated about him, but he seems to have taken really well to this all-weather surface. And despite many fancying perhaps Adventure Man to turn the form around, I'm going to have to stick with Aidan O'Brien's three-year-old, because I think there's more to come from him, actually. I think he's getting better with every run. That victory last time over Hat Al Nasser hopefully will be advertised in the 6.05. But either way, his figures have been very good. He's basically run to the same number virtually every time. He's run to an 80 on the 16th of Jan. Then he went an 80 again behind Five Claw, and an 81 last time out. So you pretty much know what you're going to get with Song of Love. It'll take a good horse to beat him. If there is any out there that are capable of turning him over, maybe Clutching at Straws might be one of them from the Mickey O'Callaghan stable. Definitely appreciated the step back up to a mile when she finally got off the mark at the fifth time of asking the last day. And I do respect her. Also, Dimar, first time in a handicap. That horse ran behind two very smart horses here last time out, Charlie Bear and Five Claw. I do rate Charlie Bear, as many podcasters will know after listening to one or two of my previews. So I think she's got a chance off a mark of 72. But I'm going to stick with Song of Love. He's very strong down the lane. His times have been very consistent. And, 5-2, 9-4, not a bad price either this morning.
Okay. The 7:35 is the fifth race on the card. This is Division 1 of this mile and a quarter handicap. And we have 7-2 joint favourites, Christie's Call and Ballad Dancer. Harbesh is 4-1. It's 11-2 for Balmont Flyer. Maya Minikiniko is 9-1. And then 14s or bigger for the others. I thought there were a few interesting ones in here, Andy, particularly Ballad Dancer down at the bottom weights, having the first start for Tony Martin and signs of encouragement last time at Dundalk before moving to Tony Martin. So with Wayne Lordan booked as well, is it significant, do you think, this evening?
I certainly would consider it. Who wouldn't? A Tony Martin first-time up horse off a very low mark with Wayne Lordan booked. Bookmakers have put it in quite tentatively at 4-1, quite rightly. They don't want to be caught with their trousers down with a horse like that. So the market will obviously indicate which way we go with that horse. But I'm going to have to stick with Christie's Call. Generally a model of consistency, although it's been in the wilderness of late until bouncing back here last week. And it was that eye-catching run here behind Poker Goal, which definitely points me in the direction of Gavin Cromwell's charge. Gavin, of course, had a win of a bumper yesterday at Thurles, which is very much a rare bird nowadays. So the yard's in good nick. Got a really good draw as well, if this horse can break a little bit more alertly than what he did last week. For some reason, he was just very sleepy in the boxes and got itself into a terrible track position, so much so that he only had one horse behind it turning for home. In the cold light of day, this horse therefore did really well to finish second behind that potentially well-handicapped horse of Willie Mullins's. Just hoping with a much cleaner break tonight, this horse gets into a better track position. If it does, then has got a great chance of running these horses down because it does come on very, very strongly. A horse that stays really well. And has got every chance of boosting his previous career record of 2 wins here at this track. So I'm going to go with Christie's Call. You can get 7-2 with William Hill this morning. Quarter of the odds each way. That'll do for me.
Okay. Christie's Call then in the 7:35. The 8:05 is Division 2 of this mile and a quarter handicap. And the market headed by Poker Gold, who's 3-1. It's 5-1 for Manarov. Coach Bombay is 7-1 with Gold Tantrum. Trademarked is 10s with Red Castle. And then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the second division?
Well, for those believing in fairy tales, then you'll definitely be looking towards Red Castle here to give the perfect send-off for Joanna Morgan, who's got 2 runners here tonight at Dundalk. Joanna, of course, has been a very good trainer over the years in Ireland, and she's had a Royal Ascot winner as well. But because of the financial climate, she's decided to go out, and it would be a lovely way to send her off if she did have a winner with either one of those two horses tonight. Red Castle's already been the subject of some each-way support on the morning line, so do keep an eye on any further activity in the direction of that Red Castle. But I'll concentrate on the front end of the market for now. Poker Gold was a horse I wanted to oppose in a rush here last week, and I could not believe my eyes when this horse managed to win. Absolutely incredible, really, because the run before it just run tragically, and I just couldn't have it on my mind. But I'm going to oppose this horse again tonight. Whether I'm wise enough to do so obviously remains to be seen. But I'm going to go with Manarov. I've got to give this horse another go, because despite this horse winning 2 starts ago, I think this horse has had probably one of the most checkered and challenging series of runs here at the Dundalk throughout the winter. On so many occasions, he's either got a bad draw or troubled run through, no luck in running. I think he should have won at least 2, if not 3 of those races he got beat in. It was a tale of woe back in November when he should have beat Alvar. How he lost that night, God only knows. It must have got into more pockets of my handkerchief. And the last time out, he just got a terrible run through, quite predictably as well, from stall 14. It's very difficult to win from that draw over the mile and a quarter. Anyone who knows Dundalk, it's a short run into the first bend, and if you don't get a good position early on, you're really done for throughout the remainder of the race. You're very much hostage to fortune, and this horse turned in with one horse behind it, and it then to finish very strongly in fifth. So I think you can upgrade that performance. His figures have been very good, even in defeat, and the form of that race when Bomber Jackson won back on the 2nd of Jan has worked out really well. The third horse has won, Sayer Orca. We've also seen Mount Floor and Singapore Secret went out that race. I think that's very good form. And at 5-1 this morning, surely we've got to go with Manarov. All he needs to do is break a little bit cleanly from stall 8, and he's got to be in the thick of the action.
Okay, Manarov in the 8:05. The penultimate race this evening is the 8:35. This is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Holy Waters, 13-8. at the top of the market. 11-4 for Tubini. Virile is 7-2. 11-2 for On the Motorway, and 6-1 for Intrepid Glory. Loyalty Card is the 33-1. Outside here, we've got a couple of ex-British horses that have moved to yards in Ireland and done all right at Dundalk so far. Jessica Arrington's Holy Water made an encouraging start at the track last time, and Tubini is another one that was a little bit disappointing in Britain but has since shown something at Dundalk, Andy. So do you see either of those two getting off the mark here?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Holy Water. I was quite impressed by the way this horse run, considering it was an unconsidered 33-1 outsider. Nothing was much expected of it. But I like the way it finished off its race. Won by Headlong in a similar kind of event to this, and if it repeats that, and there's no reason why it shouldn't, then it's very much a worthy favourite and the one to beat. We have got horses with bits and pieces of form here. Obviously Tubini, we don't know much about her, but you know, she's got a little bit of back class. We've got Viroff and the Shane Donoghue stable, again a very difficult one to assess, but a couple of decent runs on the turf in England, you know, that doesn't look that doesn't look too bad on paper. On the motorway, seems very one-paced. I've watched him run a couple of times here at Dundalk, and he seems to have a touch of the slow. So a lot depends on whether those two horses with, you know, kind of no all-weather form to speak of as much are up to this sort of task and the level that's going to be set by Holy Water. If so, then obviously Jessica Harrington's charge could be a little bit vulnerable, but hopefully that run should be good enough to see this horse go three places better.
Okay, and the final race this evening is the 9.05. We finish with a handicap over a mile and a half, and Eye of the Tiger is the 5-2 market leader. 11-4 for Colapia. Hurricane Ridge is 4s, 9-2 for Wither Hills. Poitain is 6-1 and 11-1 for Harlbeck. Saga Diamond, number 7 on the card, is a non-runner here in the lucky last. Eye of the Tiger, Andy, seems to run here every week. I'm surprised he hasn't got a course win to his name yet. Is tonight the opportunity?
Well, I thought he squandered a perfect opportunity last time out. I really fancied Eye of the Tiger. And he got the perfect run through as well. He had an uncontested lead from the front. He dictated a very slow fractions. He quickened off the front, and you thought, surely tonight's going to be his night. But he finished very tamely. And I'm just beginning to worry whether he's, you know, all that reliable. I usually like to give horses another go if I feel as though the excuses, but I can't come up with any. So with that in mind, I'm going to have to brush him aside. I'm amazed he's favourite, to be honest, because the best horse in that race of the night by an absolute country mile was Colapia. I'm quite surprised that she's trading second favourite here. I'd have her in favourite, but without a shadow of a doubt. She missed the break by about 10 to 15 lengths. She was last all the way through the early part of the race, last still with 3 furlongs to run, and then she's absolutely charged home down the lane to suggest that she would have won if she'd have been ridden any more handily, or you know, if you know, she would have broke on terms. Hopefully tonight, with a smaller field, she's not going to get as far back as she did the other night. I mean, she was probably the best part of 10 to 15 lengths behind Eye of the Tiger turning for home. So it was a real Herculean effort. She's basically, she's only got to race, what, within 4 or 5 lengths of the main market rival tonight. And if she does, then I think she'll be too strong down the lane. I really do think this is a fantastic bet here tonight. So much so that I make her my nap on the card. So Patrick Mooney's Colapia, who was unlucky here last time out, still ran a fantastic time considering everything went against her, is a strong vote to get turnover Eye of the Tiger.
Good. Save the best to last then in the 9.05. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight here at Dundalk. Quite a few bets lined up for us tonight. Certainly not in the first race, but I'll go with Majestic Timeline, who should make all the running, or close to making all in the first. Hatal Nasser starts off the bets in the 6.05. Have a Nice Day is a really good each-way bet in the 6.35. He comes out very well on the figures from last week. Song of Love gets the vote in the 7.05. That win here last time out was produced in a good time, and the form seems to be pretty good. Christie's Call, who was a little bit unlucky behind Polka Gold here last week, hopefully he's got enough quality to turn that 2 into a 1. I've got to go with Manoroff again in the 8.05. He's been tragic here throughout the winter and certainly deserves more than one win. In the 8.35, I'll have to go with Holy Water, who caught the eye here, running on very strongly in a similar race to this 2 weeks ago. And in the final race, best bet on the card is Colapia. Very, very unlucky not to win here a few weeks ago. But with a much better break here tonight, surely must take all the beating in the last.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck. You'll be in the studio tonight, so we'll hear from you this afternoon.
Okay, that's unlucky for everyone.
I'm not sure about that, but see you in a bit.
Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.